K-Rock 955.
Do this.
Get up on the weekend with Andy and Ben. No conditions apply. Oh, wait. Andy and Ben are the conditions.
Finally, people listening to the show.
These are the best bits.
Benny, you know what they say. It's Gandhi's breakfast.
What?
Yeah, podcast 80 is Gandhi's breakfast.
Doesn't it usually rhyme?
Well, apparently the saying is he ate nothing. So how does that go?
Ate nothing.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
We got there.
That's not bad.
I feel like this is going to be a good podcast.
Well,
Gandhi, he was...
Yeah, but you didn't understand
it. No, I didn't, but I know who Mahatma Gandhi is, and he was one with the world, one with peace, and here on the Andy and Ben podcast, wouldn't be we love him.
Imagine we presented this to Gandhi, our podcast.
I don't know if Gandhi would be tuning into our podcast.
I wouldn't have thought so, but I'm just saying, in a time and a place. You never know. Anyway, lots happening. This week, you've recently moved into a house. Good on you.
It feels good.
Yeah, would it be? You know, have a roof over your head.
Officially a homeowner.
Mm.
And can I just say thank you? Because a lot of people wanted to barge in on the first day.
Yeah, I bet.
Now, you called up and said, mate, how's it all going? And I think it was about 8 o'clock when you called up.
You just had a feed.
Under the pump.
Yeah.
And you just said, mate, look, I'll just let the storm settle.
We'll let you settle in.
Yep. And I'll be in within a couple of days to visit and check it out.
Because I want it in pristine nick when I'm there. I don't want to kick boxes around.
I don't want to see the boxes. I don't want to help clean. Yeah.
And I know how you present a house. So I'm looking forward to it. Yeah. And I'm also looking forward to this podcast. Because later on in the podcast, I'm going to tell you why you need to be careful of what you're looking like in the drive-thru. I know heaps of people that just roll in their pajamas because no one's going to see them.
Oh, guilty. You'd be one of them.
Think again.
Right.
Well, I don't go in my pajamas because that's illegal.
Wow.
Starkers.
Can I get the sausage and egg McMuffin? Well, I can see you've already got the sausage there. And also, I'm going to tell you why you need to be careful of what you put in your mouth.
Speaking of sausage and egg McMuffins.
No, it's got nothing to do with the sausages, I swear, after a mother overseas mistakenly put the wrong thing in her mouth and got quite the shock. Enjoy the podcast.
Good morning, Andy. I will hopefully never be divorced.
You wouldn't hope so.
No, you wouldn't hope that on anyone. And look, to be fair, I don't actually think Ben Affleck got divorced. I think he might have just had a breakup. I may have misread this.
Who was the lady? Do we know?
Yeah, the lady was Ana de Armas. Ana de Armas.
I tell you what, some of his top movies, Gone Girl, right up there.
Cracking, yeah.
Have you seen The Accountant?
No.
Are you kidding me?
The Town would be one of his.
Oh, The Town's fantastic.
Goodwill Hunting?
I don't think I've seen that.
That's a good one.
That's Robin Williams?
No.
From memory?
No, Goodwill
Hunting. No, Matt Damon.
Matt Damon.
Matt Damon's in that. Matt Damon. You've got to see The Accountant.
All right, I'll check it out anyway. So he's gone, let's say a breakup.
Yep.
We'll go a breakup because I'm just reading here, they broke up after 10 months.
Ooh,
so I dare say they're not married.
Yeah.
Well, maybe they are. I don't know. It's Vegas.
Is that the term
Hollywood,
where
baby.
It's like... If you're with someone for 12 months, then you're entitled to half of everything.
Oh, that gets messy.
Has he looked at this being like, do I push another 2 months? If I push another 2 months, she's getting half of everything I get.
Yeah.
Maybe let's just call
let's
it
cut,
a 10 months.
Yeah,
let's
cut
just
the
call
cord
it
at 10.
10
give
yeah.
us a nice month to sort of hash it out.
Yeah.
So we're not still together in 12. That's not a bad point. So Affleck's 48 and De Animas is 32. Do you like the little accent there?
De Animas.
I'll give you that for free. But what was spotted at the front of his house, which I don't think many of us would have to go through, is a worker, I guess, like a, I don't know, let's just say a worker, is throwing out in the bin. I want to show you what
that's
throwing
out. Must
be
nice. Is that a cardboard cutout of De Animas?
So it's a cardboard cutout.
Of De Animas?
So, yeah, so you can tell from movie premieres or their work, celebrities have a lot of memorabilia of themselves. Now, Ben Affleck has sort of ended the relationship and then she's walked out and looking around the room, oh, hang on, there's a cutout of her. What are you still doing here? I thought that's not you. So not only do you have to go through the breakup, seeing them in the public eye, but he's got cardboard cutouts of her lying around the house.
Do you know I've got a cardboard cutout at our place, at my place?
Of Bieber.
Justin Bieber.
So don't go through a breakup with Justin Bieber.
Well, I'm just it is absolutely terrifying. I know what Ben's going through because sometimes I go into the spare room and you get a giant fright.
Because you think someone's there.
Imagine dark night walking down the corridor, all of a sudden, oh, it's my ex. Hang on a second. Oh, it's just the cutout. Benny, popping candy. Do you like it? Are you a fan of it?
I like it. There's a certain block of chocolate that has some in it.
Marvel's creation.
Yeah.
Marvel's creation?
I like that.
But that's only a really small amount of popping candy.
Yeah, so
like
just
it's
a
mixed
bit...
with like jubies and gels and
yeah,
things.
Yeah, and that's what I like. So you get a little bit of the fizziness, but you also get like the chocolate and the jubes and
have you ever had the full packet of popping candy where you pour it in?
And I think maybe like as a kid, maybe once. Like I remember doing it and it like pops and stuff.
It gets caught in the back of your throat and you're like, what is going on down the back of my throat?
I wouldn't know that.
But you'd say it's more of a child thing, isn't it?
It's definitely kid friendly.
Yeah, okay, I like that. Because a 48-year-old lady over in Warwickshire, Rugby, Lisa Baldruth, her name is.
You struggled to get through that. Warwick Rugby Baldwith.
Rugby's a suburb.
Okay.
Warwickshire must be the town that she's in. I'm assuming somewhere over in the UK. The 48-year-old wanted to
Warwickshire?
She wanted to get to, yeah. What? Are you Googling it?
No.
It's legit.
I just heard you say, yeah, anyway, it doesn't matter.
She wanted to get some popping candy. She went to her local supermarket where she thought she was buying some popping candy.
Nice. For the kids.
For her.
For herself.
She put it into her mouth and chewed down. It wasn't popping candy.
What was it?
It was firecrackers.
Oh, no.
She said...
How do you make that mistake?
The moment I crunched down was terrifying and I had no idea what was happening. I felt explosions inside my mouth, followed by a burning pain. It burnt her gums, lips, and cracked her teeth.
Oh my God.
She said she couldn't sleep.
Where has this come from?
She said she couldn't eat or sleep properly afterwards. She survived on bread and mashed up Weet-Bix for weeks.
Did she go to the doctors? Like, obviously.
Yeah, so she went to the doctors.
Oh my God.
They prescribed her painkillers, but they said they couldn't really do much.
Bit of Bonjour in the middle. Just to soothe it.
But it's like, what are you doing?
How do you make that mistake?
Surely there are signs on the packaging.
Do not. I
keep
just
out of reach,
like,
children.
I mean, I know, like I said, I hadn't had a lot of popping candy.
Yeah.
But I imagine that when you get them, you just pour them in.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I don't ever really remember chewing on popping candy though.
You chew it.
I thought you just it
you
hit
like,
your
chew
saliva.
It and then it like sits back on your.
Yeah, and then it pops.
I don't know. That's hard.
It's bad, isn't it?
God, that's so bad.
But are we saying if you're a 48-year-old having popping candy?
Yeah, serves you right.
You had it coming.
TikTok. I know.
We touch on it every week.
I know.
You're not back on it, eh?
It's just the gift that keeps on giving.
I know. A lot of content comes from it.
It's just people, what it's done, and we've had Facebook, we've had Instagram, we've had MySpace, Snapchat. It's just weird that TikTok has really unveiled a lot of things.
I was going to say, I'm surprised it's lasted the test of time. Because,
well, it hasn't really. It's been a year.
Yeah, but I honestly thought when it first came out, I had no idea what it was, and I never had any interest in it. And it chipped away at me slowly. It broke me. Mm. I downloaded.
Yep.
I never uploaded, but I did view.
You do view. And it's okay to watch.
Yeah.
Oh, we've all been caught down that path. And speaking of watching, a TikTok user has shared a bit of a video, a bit of a revelation package, I guess you would say. Have you ever thought how on earth drive-thrus got your order right? Like, if you're in a bank of like 10, 15 cars.
Oh, and they've got the two lanes.
And you've got the two lanes.
Yeah.
How do they know that's your order? Because you deal with the person on the box, then the person that takes your money, and then the person that gives you your food.
Because how it works is when you pull up and you're ordering and the person next to you on the two-way drive-thru is ordering, you have a look in each other's eyes and it was like, you just got your order in before me, you go.
Right, okay. No.
That is it.
So you think...
That's how it works.
So you think that it is luck of the draw.
It's not luck of the draw.
But you're saying that by the goodness of people...
Yeah, it's like I finish my order first.
So you get to go.
Proceed.
So that is, so they just. So what you're saying is the workers just give the food at the window depending on the order it came in.
And that's why you always check your bag. That is rule number one of fast food. You always check your bag because I asked for some dipping sauces and they're not in here. And for some reason, I've got two cheeseburgers and I ordered a quarter pounder and a Big Mac. What's going on?
So back to the TikTok. It's been revealed that what actually happens is this. I'm going to show you.
Okay. I'll just pass that over. Grab that. What can you see?
What can I see? Nothing. I can see the order.
So
end of sale.
What happens is, and
they take a photo. No, I thought, I'm like, what am I looking at here?
They take a photo of you in your car.
No.
As you give your order.
Hang on.
And then your order sits on the car.
Okay, I've got a couple of problems with this. First problem is one, they're watching. My biggest problem is, this is an inside job. This is a Macca's worker snitching on... on what they do.
Not so much snitching.
That's a snitch.
They're kind of just giving a bit of a revelation to where they are. So it kind of shows that when you order at the box,
it's a color camera.
A photo of your car and the person in the car.
Hang on, is it a photo? Is it a photo?
Yeah, so that when you come through, they're like, oh yeah, the red car, that got this order. There
when do they take the photo, though?
Well, as you're ordering.
So is it like a sensor you pull up?
I guess that's why. Like there's that screen there. Now I'm really concerned about like... I mean, all the drool that comes down my mouth when I order, or like, am I picking my nose? Have I like,
it's bad,
have you given
it?
An order? Like, you know how they sometimes they can't hear you? Like, I reckon I've pulled that many faces. Like, oh, come on.
I would love to know if there's like a wall of shame. Like
yes!
out the back of Macca's, like the worst photos ever. It'd be brilliant. Mate, you'd feature for sure.
Definitely.
Ben, I would imagine if you were baking, I'm saying like a cheesecake shop or something, and you know how you can get people to send messages and they can write on the cake?
Yep.
Happy 30th birthday, Ben.
Bit of icing.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'd imagine there would be some weird requests that you'd get.
Oh, definitely. Like inside jokes would be one. Like if you're what are they called? Like a cake decorator?
A piper. I think they're the pipers.
A piper.
Don't they pipe the icing?
You wouldn't be
icing?
Called a piper, though. Whatever. Anyway, whatever you are. A patisserie. a patisserie chef? Anyway, whatever they're doing.
Yeah, that's pastry chef. No.
You'd kind of have to have a good sense of humor. Because if I said, oh, yeah, I'd love a message. Andy, you'd screw them on tighter than anyone else.
Yeah, and you'd be like,
what?
All right, well, I'll pipe it onto this cake.
Sure, they'll find it funny.
A female chef has that job over in Egypt. Now, her request was from a female group, and what they wanted was cupcakes with the male genitalia.
The Dwayne The Rock Johnsons.
On top.
Yep.
And they also wanted the female body with some lingerie on them in cake form. Have a look at the photos. Now, she's
done... That's tough.
She has done a remarkable job in terms of how she's done these cupcakes and the female body as a cake. It looks very real.
I don't get it. Oh, I can see the Dwayne The Rock Johnsons. Oh, yeah, okay.
And if you scroll down, there's quite a bit of lingerie going on around
see
the
that.
Cheeks.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, I would say she's done a great job.
Fantastic job.
This is art.
Yeah.
Now, what's...
Art, yeah. Yep.
Art is in the eye of the beholder.
Yeah, exactly right.
That is art.
And
you get to
I've
eat
said,
it. Anyway, so what she's done is the photos have gone online, and there must be laws in Egypt saying that you cannot display this type of behaviour. She's been arrested.
Oh, whoa.
She got arrested.
Hang on, she got arrested?
The baker.
Why?
The chef.
She was fulfilling a job.
She was. But for whatever reason, you cannot display the male genitalia and the female
genitalia.
Yeah, on...
Why do you get weird about saying it when
I don't know.
Oh, the male genitalia and the female, you know.
The female body with the G-string. Anyway, so her bail is set at $410, but she's currently being held in jail.
What about the people that ordered it?
It's bad luck. They're just living the dream.
Jeez, I'll tell you what. If anything, this would be a great police sting. You know how the cops just hang out to wait for the criminals to do something? Like, the Egyptian police are just calling cake shops. Hey, can you just make this?
Yeah.
You're
going to
do it? Yeah. Ooh, we'll be right over. Good morning, Andy, and no doubt good morning to all the tennis players serving their quarantine.
Oh.
You've got nothing else to do but to listen to the radio.
You
I'm sure
ace.
Of it. So,
you are ace.
Hey, Don't fault me now.
Oh, this has got to stop.
Well, double fault.
Oh, no.
Backhand.
Yeah, that'll do you. Oh. That'll do you.
Well, forehand, the most part, they have been doing it tough because, look, at the end of the day, being in a room, confined to that room, when I guess these guys would be outside all of the time playing tennis. Look, it's kind of tough.
To be honest, and this might sound mean, I don't feel sorry for them. So they knew the rules coming into it. If you want to play in the Australian Open, it's a 2-week quarantine.
Yes,
they did.
No, they knew that it could change at any point. And then when people started testing positive, that's when they were humped into a 2-week lockdown.
100%.
Forcefully. So some players get like 5 hours outside. Some players get like 20 minutes. And some people get none.
Well, they actually flew officials in to Melbourne. We've got officials here in Melbourne. Why wouldn't we use them?
Grand Slam.
What you need interstates.
I think one area of this that is probably they probably don't take into context is they're complaining about their lack of fitness going into the tournament. You know, they're going to be it's a different lead up, all this sort of stuff. But you kind of have to remember that everyone you're competing against is doing the same thing.
What if you're Melbourne based though?
Well, if you live in Melbourne, you're just at home. You're doing your own thing. Jeez, you might get a rank 450 win the tournament out of fitness.
That's what I'm thinking. But to be honest, these players, they're professionals. I would argue having 2 weeks inside a hotel room, you're not going to lose your skill.
No.
You've got your skill. You're good. You're the world's best.
And we've seen creative players, you know, they've got mattresses up against the wall and they're smashing it into the mattress. So there's things that they're doing, you know, they're getting exercise bikes put in their rooms.
Yeah.
There's things like it was actually blew my mind the other day. Conor McGregor actually came out and slammed them and said,
"That was good.
You're athletes, like it's a privilege for you to do this."
Yeah, quit complaining. Keeping in mind, there's like
people have lost their jobs, like kids can't go to schools, and you're complaining about sitting in a hotel room for 2 weeks. Like, settle down.
You play to win like $3 million or $4 million.
Yeah.
And the men wanted their sets to be shorter.
Shortened.
When you think about it, like it is quite funny. Because if you were in a normal hotel room on any given day, you'd hear banging against a wall and you'd sort of be like, oh, yep, I might just put the earmuffs in here. Where is now?
But now you're like, wow, is that Novak Djokovic's forehand? Or are you just happy to see me?
There we go, mate. The podcast is officially done. It's not officially done. We need to do this.
Andy and Ben's Thought of the Week.
Able to wear our underwear whilst leaving the house. As long as I'm covered up.
Andy, through the week, I went down to the Aries in the pub.
Oh, that is
good feed. Had a couple of kids with us, so kind of, that's a great area.
Grassed area there.
So what I was thinking though is that they've got a system like many places where you, at your table, you scan a QR code, it takes you to the menu online. Mm. You order and pay online.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of it.
Do you think that is the way of the future?
No, because there's so many glitches.
I'm not saying, do you like it?
I hate it.
Do you think we'll ever go back to a waiter or waitress coming up to the table?
I hope so. I hope so, because
it's up to you to write it down. Like, yeah, there's no mistakes there. Because if something comes out that's wrong, you can say, that's not what I ordered. Look,
because
I've got a receipt here.
Remember we went out for lunch a month or so ago? And the menu wasn't working. There were certain things on the menu that weren't there. There was meant to be a lunch special that wasn't on the menu that was displaying. They didn't have a beers list. And it was all just an absolute show. It was a nightmare.
The only thing that I would agree with you there is out of Aries Inn, that his family there had, you know, they were with Optus. Couldn't connect.
No.
You know, couldn't, because we were so far out of the bush.
You got to be on Telstra.
You got to watch out. We're not plugging a system.
We're not.
But I'm just saying, if you didn't have internet there, tough.
You're out.
You can't order.
Anyway,
and I'm not ordering for you.
Anyway, make sure you like and subscribe to the podcast. We'll see you next week.
Unless you want
to go back and listen to our old gear, then you'll be listening to us in 5 minutes' time.
Oh yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
Weekend breakfast with Andy and Ben. Saturday and Sunday, 8 till 10. Only on K-Rock 955.